Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Good afternoon, everybody. John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, Judge Jeanine Pirro joining us right off the bat, and the Trump train, which announces her arrival.
Trump train!
There we go. Judge Jeanine, how are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for joining us. A lot going on. First off, though, you've got a new book out. You've been on with us before. We appreciate you joining us again. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. And Jeanine, I feel like that's exactly what the left is trying to do as we speak.
Well, you know, everybody expects a certain amount of lying from politicians. It's in their DNA. But the lies that are going on in America today, connected to the attempt to steal our freedom, is really beyond the pale. And that's why I wrote the book. You know, the book outlines what's going on in terms of the left lying to us about the pandemic. If they had their way, they'd keep us in the basement,
yep,
open the borders, defund the police, and take away our guns. And that's not quite how I see living my life, and I doubt that many of your listeners do either.
Well said. I could not agree more. Which, along those lines, the other thing that they're doing is, not only do they not tell us the truth and or, to your point, they lie to us, but they then suppress the truth on top of that, i.e. what Facebook and Twitter and social media is doing now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They were supposed to vote today to subpoena Jack Dorsey from Twitter, and now the vote to subpoena is delayed until Thursday. You know, everything in Washington is delay, delay, delay. The American people don't have time. We've been locked down for so long. Businesses have been destroyed,
yep,
by the pandemic, the refusal of liberal governors to allow people to reopen their business. And then it's complicated by the protests, especially in New York City where I am,
yeah,
that are the 1-2 punch where businesses can't possibly reopen. Where defunding the police is the law of the land almost in terms of these leftists, socialists. And your safety is something you have to worry about. Your First Amendment freedom of speech is shot.
Yep.
If you say something that's not politically correct, they'll,
yep,
fire you.
You'll
lose,
said,
your job. And,
hey,
and you know what? They want to keep you in your basement. But if you need to go out and protest in the tens of thousands, have at it. The reason? It's your time in history. If you want to buy booze or weed, no problem. But don't you dare go to church.
Amen.
If you,
amen,
go to church or synagogue or a house of worship, we're going to stop you and ticket you, ticket your pastor.
Yep.
And in the end, what we've got are our leftist socialists running for president, and Kamala Harris, to be specific, vice president, and they want to take away our guns. And what they think is that the Constitution won't stop them. And I got a problem with that.
Agree.
Hey, Judge Jeanine, the Hunter Biden revelations are devastating for the Biden campaign, and yet people like Twitter and Facebook are making sure they don't get out there as much as they can. Well, I want you to answer something for me. I know conservatives love the free market, so they're reluctant to tell private platforms like Twitter and Facebook what they have to post. But these platforms are benefiting from Section 230. Can you explain this for everyone?
Yeah. Section 230 originally was part of the Communications Decency Act, which it had to do, and I was a DA at the time, with, you know, protecting individuals and their privacy and sex offenses and making sure that pornography wasn't shown on the Internet, especially child pornography,
right,
I should say. And then what happened was all of these platforms came within the guise of 230, which means they have immunity from defamation and libel attacks and lawsuits because they're seen as simply a platform that allows people to speak and not a publisher.
Yep.
If you're a publisher, you have the editorial ability to say, no, I'm not going to publish this because I'll be liable. But if they're a platform, they're not liable for anything. But they've taken advantage of that immunity, and they're acting as a publisher saying we're not going to allow the American people to hear this or read it. And the shame of it is, with the Russia collusion delusion that was a lie and a lie for 3-4 years that almost broke the country, now they've got Joe Biden by the short hairs, and they're making believe that it's false information, and they're not allowing people to read about it. This is disgusting. And one last thing, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, how dare he have that laptop while the Ukraine impeachment is going on and not advise anyone?
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, Judge Jeanine, and it's just it's sort of ironic, and yet the guy that was the computer repairman wasn't so stupid to actually make a backup copy and get that to Giuliani's, in his hands, basically. I know it's the attorney, but basically in his hands. And isn't it something that he actually saw enough foresight to know that this thing wouldn't turn out correctly if he didn't do that?
Yes, and you know what? They want to call him all kinds of things, but the truth is, he's got the goods, and he's got the proof who brought it in, and he's got his signature, and it's all we need. But the left doesn't care. Look, Americans have to get out and vote. I heard what you were saying before you introduced me. They have to get out and vote. They have to do it in person, and they have to be sure their vote counts, be a poll watcher, make sure nothing is done
that
can hurt the president.
That's right.
Judge Jeanine, what does it do for you to see the different scales being weighed for each side in justice? And what I mean is this. The Democrats bring all these complaints against Trump, but they're all just aggrieved ex-employees weighing in. They don't offer any emails, no texts, no phone calls, no evidence whatsoever. They have no surveillance, nothing. And meanwhile, we have this treasure trove of evidence against Joe Biden and what he and his son have done with China and Russia and Ukraine. This, for a judge, this just must drive you crazy. One side doesn't have to provide anything but their say-so, and the other side can provide everything and not have it heard.
Well, it's just like Senator Mazie Hirono, who's a little more crazy, I think, when she said all women need to be believed and that, you know, the guy is guilty if there's no presumption of innocence and the Constitution doesn't matter. Look, the left has turned it upside down. You're not allowed to bring a case to defend yourself, and they can bring in false accusations to prosecute you. They did it to Brett Kavanaugh. We've seen them turn the Constitution on its head. They have no honesty, no integrity, and mainstream media is in on it with them. And the American people have to understand that if they don't get out and vote in this election, this election is decided, we'll either be a capitalist country with a soaring economy, or we'll be socialism and like Venezuela.
Yep.
And if you thought that living in your basement and waiting for the government to say when you can go out and buy food and waiting for a pittance and a check, if you think that was bad for 5 months, how about for the rest of your life?
Well said.
These people are not in it to protect us,
to
allow us our Constitution. They hate the Constitution.
Right.
And it's time for Americans to recognize that there's only one guy that separates us from that, and it's Donald Trump.
Well said. Amen. Judge Jeanine Pirro, thank you so much for joining us again. Don't Lie to Me is the book, and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Judge, where can folks buy the book?
You can buy it anywhere. You can buy it at Amazon, get it the next day, any bookstore. It's out there. I think the important thing, though, is that the footnotes, as much as I hate them, they give you the facts that you need. If you get in an argument, it's all backed up in terms of the truth. So I appreciate the time, and I appreciate your listening.
Thank you very much, Judge. Appreciate it very much. Have a great week.
You too.
But thank you very much. We'll come right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll do the question of the day. So hang tight. We'll come back and do that. We had a little, that was the only time I could get Judge Jeanine on, so we had to do a little bit of shifting around today. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, and they would love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, folks. Don't forget, Cooper Tires right now, $70 rebate, and they're selling those tires to you at cost. So give them a call today, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme promises kept.
Enchanted Kitchens, get that kitchen redone and get it done by Christmas, but you got to get going now to make it happen. Thanksgiving, not going to happen. Christmas, there's a possibility, but you need to act fast. Go to KLZradio.com or call Enchanted Kitchens directly at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist and would love to help you out with anything regarding a reverse mortgage. He is our professor. Call him. He'll answer all your questions. klzradio.com or call 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Constitutionalist Joe is on the phone with us. Joe, welcome. How are you?
Oh, man. You're my brother from another mother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your level of knowledge in different things. Have you ever come across, when talking to Beck and Flesh or any of these attorneys or anything, about how this COVID-19 nonsense, it is cutting into people that either have a lung condition or something that they can't be rebreathing their carbon dioxide, which is, of course, called hypoxia?
Yes.
Or do you know that there's a thing known as the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Yep.
And it's covered by HIPAA
yep.
laws?
Sure is. You are correct. Across the board.
Then how come is it that these knuckleheads that are running these businesses don't know about that?
Because I think in a lot of cases, Joe, by the way, great question. I'm glad you're asking. It's a great topic. We're going to talk more about COVID as we go through the show today as well. I've got that in my list of things to talk about. But Joe, one of the things that I think happens, and I don't know in every case because I don't know every single business owner, but I know there's a lot of business owners that while they may be really sharp in their particular line of work and their particular business, when it comes to all things COVID or politics or what have you, I'll just be straight up honest. They don't have a clue what's going on in that particular end of things, and frankly, probably don't even know the Constitution or what their Constitution rights even are, Joe. So on top of that, the other thing that I think they get concerned about, depending upon the actual business, is the licensing that goes along with that business. They also know that even if they go against those orders and they do things that potentially could end up losing their business license, I mean, they don't want to get shut down. They don't want to lose their license. They're doing the very best they can to play by the rules, even though those rules are unconstitutional.
Well, it's pretty jacked up and messed up that they will spend tens of thousands of dollars to align themselves with the ADA Act and yet will not align themselves with knowing that people that have a comorbidity in their lungs, they can't be rebreathing their carbon dioxide, thereby it's covered by HIPAA and ADA. And yet, apparently, I'm going to have to get an attorney and just hit them in the pocketbook.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. I think that's probably your answer. Now, on top of that, here's the other thing I think happens inside of the businesses, and I've seen this with my own two eyes. You get the rogue Karens and Kevins of the world that work at said businesses that think they even know more about it than the actual owner does or the manager of that particular facility, and they come out and go after customers when, in fact, that may not even be what management has said.
Yeah, in fact, if I can weigh in here for a second, Joe, it comes down to this. These businesses fear the left. They don't fear the right. Okay, and the people who say you must wear a mask are basically associated with the left. The people who say there are instances where you shouldn't have to wear a mask, like what you're saying, are basically of the right. And so these businesses look at it like this. People on the left sue. They bring lawsuits. They attack.
Correct.
They will boycott you. They will shut you down. They will attack you. And if they're in government and their name is Polis, they will shut you down and pull your license. People on the right may complain some, but they won't do anything. And so that's what it basically comes down to. The reason that they don't care that some people are actually put at risk by wearing the mask, like you're saying, is because they associate them with the right.
Well, and Joe, one more thing I want to add to what Andy just said. Get this, too. The only, you know, I do the Saturday show with Drive Radio, Fix It Radio as well, so I've got lots of sponsors across the board. And I will tell you, the only and, well, number one and only complaint that we're getting from the businesses that we have as sponsors, not every sponsor, but we've had a few where if the entire organization is not wearing masks the way that a particular Karen or Kevin think they need to, that has become our number one complaint that I get either via Google, via email, via text message, is from somebody whining and complaining about said business not having every single employee in a mask.
Well, remember how it was back 15, 20 years ago? Don't trust anyone in the federal government.
Yep.
Now we've got the FBI, CIA, and the IRS that's been weaponized toward Christians and conservatives.
Good point.
Now we have Google and high tech, basic twit face, shutting down our freedom of speech, which is, of course, not... it's not biblical, and it certainly is not constitutional to say that we're just going to shut you down because we don't like what you're saying.
No, what needs to happen, though, on the Twitter, Facebook side, and you know this as well as anyone, something needs to happen to where there's a lawsuit. We talked about this with a guest the other day. There needs to be a lawsuit taken against both Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any other social media platform that essentially is using their platform to edit and publish, which essentially is what they're doing. Somebody needs to sue them for that so they come under different guidelines than they are right now being protected under 230.
Yeah, but the problem is the Senate said that they were going to put them before the Senate last week, and they haven't done squat about it.
No, it's supposed to be later this week is what Judge Jeanine just said a moment ago. But keep this in mind as well, everybody.
Just so you know, they were going to do it Friday. Now it looks like that'll be backed up.
But keep in mind, none of that really, at the end of the day, Joe, none of that matters. Because here's the reality. Yes, while we control the Senate, you may be able to get something passed through the Senate. You are not going to get anything in 230 changed as long as the left controls the House. So the reality is you're not going to get 230 changed without going in front of the Supreme Court, having the Supreme Court weigh in on what these knuckleheads are doing. You're never going to get things changed without going that direction.
Well, that's a crying shame because everyone is basically ruining their lives and their health and their career under being these stupid lockdowns. I was just in a food store earlier, and there was some Kevin that had an issue about me being in the store, and it was a big enough store to keep distance, and I wasn't wearing a mask, And obviously, the person running the store at the cash register didn't know what the heck I was talking about when I was talking about ADA and HIPAA law. And yet, I didn't want to go to blows with this guy because this guy was figuring on doing that. And I'm not going to broadcast it, but I'm going to tell you what, if he had followed me outside, then we would have a real problem.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Joe, I have actually watched and witnessed literally certain employees of certain stores actually follow customers around the store, making sure that they're actually wearing their mask, that it's not even, you know, if it slides down below the nose even, I've seen actual, you know, employees run around and make sure that you've got your mask on correctly, not just on.
Look, it has come to this, guys.
It's ridiculous.
It's come to this. If you are a conservative, then you want to control your own life. If you are a liberal, then you want to control other people's lives and not be responsible for your own life. And this is why, businesses are so frightened of liberals. Not only liberals who are, you know, in government or come in as customers, but liberals on their own staff. Those Karens and Kevins that are on the staff are running things right now because they've got the thumb down on management saying, if you do not allow me to basically act as a mask cop, I'm going to bust you. I'm going to turn you in. And businesses are afraid.
This pandemic police guy was actually a customer. And to me, they all show that they're lemmings.
Yep.
If you remember what a lemming is.
Yep, that's right. They'll jump off the cliff.
They throw themselves off the cliff for a variety of stupid reasons.
That's right. You are correct. Well said. No, Joe, you're right on the money. And, you know, the other thing, the only thing I can say is, and to me, and I have said this, when you've got another customer, not somebody that actually works at the store, being the police for that store, I've been known to either give them the stink eye or basically just flat out say, you're not in charge here.
Yeah, it was unfortunate that the person working the cash register didn't know anything about ADA and knew nothing about HIPAA laws.
What you ought to do in that case, and this is for everybody listening, what I would do in that case, Joe, is that is something where you need to contact either the store owner or store management and give them a little clue as to what they need to be training when it comes to their people that are on the front lines taking care of customers.
Yeah, because really, as a guy that actually went through pre-med school, I know how to get rid of a virus. And back in the first part of February, I got rid of the virus in 7 days, having a little bit of high blood pressure. But I actually know how to get rid of a virus. It's called ramp up your own immune system.
That's
vitamin
right.
Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Zinc actually cuts off. If you actually go and look in a deep dive in the medicine, zinc, just like with Zicam for a common cold, it will cut off the communication between the virus and your cells.
Yep.
And so your cells cannot get the information in order to be able to reproduce it. Plus, old school, you can use really strong warm salt water to wash it out of your sinuses and then gargle with that same warm salt water 5 times a day. And I had probably a little bit of a cold or maybe strep throat a couple days ago because I was out and about without a mask, and I got rid of it just by using the vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc and the very strong, warm salt water, and it don't taste good, but it kills everything.
Sure.
Joe, you're missing the point. You're talking medicine and so forth. Don't you know you stop a virus by blaming Trump?
Yeah, well, I'm so smart that I'm way beyond those people. I'm advanced way beyond those knuckleheads that know nothing. See, President Trump was actually right. Hydroxychloroquine's being used all over the world. And it's actually being implemented with zinc because both of those two at the same time. Oh, by the way, people that like drinking tonic water, I'm not really into the gin part.
Right.
But tonic water has been shown years and years ago to do the same thing that the hydroxychloroquine does.
Well said. Nope, good stuff. Joe, thanks as always. I appreciate it. Going to a break. Let's do this. Franktown Firearms, speaking of our Second Amendment right, exercise that right today. Franktown's got a full inventory of both accessories. They've got firearms, and they've got the ammunition that goes with that firearm. And don't forget all the training needed as well. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike.
Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
All right. Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you with all of your financial retirement needs. What I mean by that is, how do you get there? How do you stay there? Do you have enough money? What are you going to do once you get there? That's something Al can help you with, and this is what he's done for a very long time. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Real quick, impossible question of the day. Yesterday's was 12% of us have stolen this from a neighbor without them ever knowing it. Andy was correct. The answer is their Wi-Fi.
Hey, I got one.
The Wi-Fi. So, today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 96% of people say they do this even though it hurts. So almost everyone says they do this even though it hurts.
Well, exercise, flossing.
I wouldn't think it. 96% of people don't exercise. So I don't have, no, that's not it. Because not 96% don't exercise. So 96% of people say they do this even though it hurts.
Well, I know 96% don't vote Democrat. That's a little high.
96%. This is literally almost everyone says they do this even though it hurts.
Even though it hurts. Sorry, man. I'm taking a shot here. I don't know.
I don't either.
Flossing kind of hurts, though. I mean, at times.
I don't think 96% floss, though. Oh, Charlie says, listen to Rachel Maddow.
No, still, that's a little too high. Yeah, have you seen her ratings?
Yeah,
they're down 90, a bit.
96 is way high for that, even.
The View? No.
Gosh, guys, I do not have an answer. 96% of people say they do this, even though it hurts. Brushing your teeth doesn't necessarily hurt.
No.
Showering doesn't necessarily hurt.
Doesn't hurt at all.
shaving doesn't hurt because most, I mean, again, but 96% of people shave. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Whatever it is, you guys answer it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, and we'll find out tomorrow. Because honestly, folks, I don't have a good answer because
I'm going to stick with exercise just because I got nothing else. Okay, I'm drawing a blank.
Andy's saying exercise. And I first thought exercise. Oh, somebody says talk to a liberal family. Good one, by the way.
You know, pretty soon we're going to have to start talking about these Thanksgiving dinners that are upcoming.
It's in my notes. I don't remember what day this week I have that in for. But yeah, I've got that in my notes.
That's going to get ugly.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. I put it in my notes here at some point. So it's coming up. Trust me. I've got it in the notes at some point. We'll get to that. So anyways, answer that, by the way, KLZ 560 Facebook page. All right. Our next guest joining us now, and it's Dr. Ravi. And am I saying it right? Is it Singh, Dr. Ravi?
Yes, Dr. Ravi. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. You are known as the campaign guru. You got a new website, twitterism.com. Talk about it.
No. With all this craziness going on with the election, I thought I would get a PhD in social media and technology.
Might as well.
And believe it or not, I actually did in the great state of Colorado, University of Rockies, Colorado.
Nice.
I actually got my PhD, one of the first programs in social media and technology, and I built my whole dissertation, believe it or not, around Donald Trump's tweets.
Okay.
So the website I built, Twitterism, is actually measuring the tone of Donald Trump's tweets and actually, for the first time, showing through artificial intelligence that tone really makes a big impact on how we actually follow world leaders.
Gotcha.
Now, how do you measure tweets with AI?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, unlike languages where we can see body language or what we call social cues, especially with the upcoming debates, we can watch how they bite their lips or swallow or you know, wink or make hand gestures. Social media is much more difficult. You know, we can only interpret hashtags, lingo, such as like URLs or emojis, and by looking at the textual content of a post, for example, you know, how we say something, we can actually use machine learning, which actually looks at all of the languages and actually spits out a 7 different types of tone. And this machine learning process was actually developed by IBM, and that's what I used to actually measure the exact tone of all 35,000 tweets of Donald Trump's.
Well, really quick here, I know there's human intelligence, there's artificial intelligence.
Correct.
What kind does Joe Biden have?
That's a trick question, right?
A little bit.
So, I mean, you know, each of these guys, I will tell you that Joe Biden does not tweet with his own voice. I can tell you that much because his tone is not as emotional as Donald Trump's. And that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump's tweet on COVID, when he got COVID, actually became the most popular tweet in all of his history. Because what we saw was not what he said, but how people engaged. And just like in political participation, Biden uses very tentative or analytical tones that are not emotional. And Donald Trump actually uses joyful tones as his dominant tone, which is not what the mainstream media thinks. All mainstream media thinks that he's very angry, which he is in some of his tones, but not all the time.
But not all of them, right?
That's correct. In fact, the dominant tone is joyful. The least tone that he uses out of the 7 tones that I use is anger, which shows the narrative that people are picking and choosing the tones, you know, the tweets that they want, right?
Well said. I'm at your website right now. Those of you listening, go to twitterism.com, and it's a very interesting website. I was at it, you know, a couple of days ago, and I knew you were coming on air, Dr. Ravi, as well. And the reality is, you just let these tweets scroll across the screen, where you can really see. And in some cases, there's really no connotation to the tweet at all. It's just factual.
Exactly, and you know that's when I say, you know, everyone talks about science. So I said, you know what? I'm tired of these talking heads telling me that this is the interpretation of the 45th president. I'm going to actually prove it by math. And this is not my interpretation. This is 95% correct. This is done by statistics, by multiple correlations. And the formula that I came up with, you know, usually when you do a dissertation, you're proving a null hypothesis. In my case, I actually proved that this is actually truthful.
Dr. Singh, would you say that the reason Trump is seen as being so aggressive and angry in his tweets is more reflective of the dominance of the media that's covering him?
Amen. I couldn't agree with that interpretation. more because my dissertation disproved this narrative. And the problem is that they try to put it in the context of a breaking news story or in some kind of story that fits their narrative, rather than actually taking for it what it is. You know, Donald Trump has a lot to say, and I think we've ushered in a new era where people and world leaders are being judged by the tweets they make, not actually what they're saying, what the substance is.
Oh, you are well said. What again, I know you said a moment ago you did a part of this for your studies and so on, but really, what made you say, okay, I can do this, I can make this, you know, this is not just an idea, but I can put this into a full functioning, you know, website where people can go look at it? And then second of all, how long did this take?
This took me 4 years.
4 years.
So it took me 4 years of my life. You get a PhD usually 6 years.
Right.
I got the PhD done in 3 years. But the building the software and et cetera has taken me 4 years, and it updates in real time. But you know, the motivation for it was basically, you know, I'm a conservative, you know, red wearing turban Republican, and I was like, I'm not this guy that they're saying I am. And at the same time, I said, you know what, I have to do this scientifically. That's the only way mm-hmm. someone would actually appreciate what I've done. Now, here's the best part: no one can. You know, disprove this theory that I came up with, and no one can disown that Donald Trump is, you know, more angry all the time. Now we can actually go to this website and you can actually see if what mood he is right now. I'm not on the website right now, but you can actually see the mood of the president based on his tweets. And that's
so
that's
right. I'm there right now, and it says that he is 80.2% analytical right now.
Yeah. So more than likely, someone in his campaign is tweeting. You know, a lot of his tweets come from him, but we know this because he uses an iPhone, a special iPhone.
Right.
And most presidents are usually given an Android,
right.
Actually, you know, given for security purposes. And Donald Trump tweets actually from four different devices. And I'm theorizing, I have no proof of this, but based on articles and research, it's clear that when he tweets from his iPhone. And most tweets that are analytic or tentative are usually campaign announcements yep. coming from his staffers.
Gotcha.
Hey, Dr. Singh, two quick questions here. Number one,
sure.
With all the Mideast peace deals that Trump is doing right now, if he wins the election, do you see the MAGA turbans becoming all the rage?
I hope so. You know, I ran as a Republican when I was 25 years old, and everyone, those were the days before Bobby Jindal, so I'm dating myself, but I hope so. I always tell everyone I'm a Republican because elephants come from India, and no one knows where a jackass really comes from.
Yeah, well said. And the crossbreed.
That's awesome. And the second question is, you've been studying Twitter. You've been studying the effectiveness of various kinds of tones and so forth used. What does it do to you to watch Twitter now picking and choosing who they'll put out on their platform?
Yeah, this is sad, right? I mean, you know, I just wrote a small article on this, but, you know, Twitter has changed their policies, terms, and services about 15 times in their entire history. And they have changed it 5 times just underneath the Trump presidency.
Wow.
So one can, you know, make a correlation or make a suggestion that, you know, they've changed some of these policies based upon the president. But there's no evidence of this, but it is sad when the rulemakers of these platforms cross a blurry line between the definition of platform and publishers. And for your listeners, this is a confusing terminology, so if you can give me just 10 seconds.
No, go ahead.
I'd like to explain it. You know, a platform means that we're just using technology to communicate our voices.
That's right.
And they're just giving us the tech stuff, right?
Yeah, let me add one more thing to that real quick, just to make sure that we're all clear on this. With the caveat that they will not allow pornography and things along those lines to be on that platform, correct?
That's correct, 100%. And so what happens is, these social media sites have decided to come up with the rules and regulations. When they impose their will or their opinion, when they take things out of context, right, and actually give their opinion on them, or like or this question of labeling and flagging, they cross a blurry line, maybe calling into question that there are publishers, because they're giving their opinion. And so, you know, the question comes is, you know, Twitter is in 37-plus languages. You know, will they start now, you know, measuring the tweets of Modi, you know, in India, or the prime minister there, or, you know, the UK prime minister, or the Taoiseach in Ireland? Are they going to start measuring these kind of tweets now and flagging them in all 37 languages? And that's where it becomes really a big concern. So this big question, whether or not social media platforms are crossing the lines, when the founders and et cetera changed their policies within 24 hours, you know, they changed it on the New York Post thing. Mm-hmm. They changed their policy. Mm-hmm. Within, they said it was this way, then they said it was that way.
Gotcha.
When they change it, this is really problematic because this becomes a question of interference. You know,
right.
In one day, Donald Trump's tweets is the seventh largest Twitter account in the world by followers. That means he impacts over 85 plus million people and amplifies to almost half the Twitter universe.
Amazing. Amazing.
So when you muffle or muzzle or automatically squash that voice, you could change the opinions of thousands.
Agree. Well said. This is good stuff, by the way. Twitterism.com, folks, is the place to go. Last question I have for you, Dr. Ravi, is I see on here there's a place to donate. I don't see a lot of ads on the
yes.
site. So question I have for you is how are you, you know, outside of the donations, how are you monetizing this?
Yeah, that's it. Just donations by the love of fellow supporters and people who said, you know what, good, I'm glad. So, any donations is appreciated. Supports my research. I'm a pure academic now. So I'm wearing the academic turban. So any help would be greatly appreciated and welcome. Thank you.
This is good stuff. No, I appreciate it. Great stuff. I'd love to have you back. Dr. Ravi Singh, and it's Singh if you want to look him up. And by the way, the best way to look him up is drop the doctor. Just type into Google Ravi, Singh. You'll find him that way. It's the easiest way to do it.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Dr. Ravi. Appreciate it very much. Have a great night. Good stuff, by the way. He's a sharp guy, by the way.
I like him.
And this is a really cool site. For those of you that are tired of listening to the left tell you how bad Donald Trump's tweets are, in fact, for all of you Christians that I continue to hear whining about Donald Trump's tweets, go look at this website, and you're going to find yourself red-faced in horror that you've been wrong this entire time because he's not as bad on Twitter as you all think he is.
I know, for crying out loud. They actually say, because of his tweets, we need Donald Trump out, we need Joe Biden in to bring, and I'm quoting here, decency to the White House.
This guy is proving that you're all wrong in your thought process on what Donald Trump tweets out. I didn't get
totally
a chance
wrong.
To talk to him about that. We'll have him back, though, in the future and do that, because I guarantee you he has something to say about all of you Christians that won't vote for Donald Trump because of his tweets. We'll come back and talk more about that. Michael Bailey, Law of Mobile Estate Planning, is next. And Michael Bailey wants to help you. We talked to him yesterday. When it comes to the fires and all things that are going on in our state right now, you want to make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. You need to do that no matter what. It's just a reminder right now that we really need to. Find Michael today at klzradio.com or call him at 720-394-6887.
Your estate plan may have big tax implications for your loved ones. Schedule a free consultation now with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Recent changes in the tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. Because of today's relatively low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now, before the election, so you can set up your plan before things might change again. Make some wise moves before things change again. KLZradio.com/estate.
Purify Chevrolet, folks, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, that's the place to go. Literally, it's like going back in time to buy a car. And on top of that, you're buying a car from somebody that's like-minded like you. So support another like-minded business. And I mean that sincerely. Go to purifychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Rolling through this first hour, myself, Andy, and Charlie. We appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to make a call now, go ahead and call us. We've got lines open, 303-477-5600. Craig is next. Craig, welcome, sir.
Hi, John. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, my wife and I, we've been going to the mountains, you know, trying to do a little camping here before the end of the season.
Sure.
And Steamboat Springs was our destination last weekend. And that town has bought into the mask thing, hook, line, and sinker.
Yep. Yep.
They've got banners stretched across the highway.
Yep.
About, you know, wear your mask, maintain 6 feet distance. Used to be if you couldn't maintain a 6 foot space, you
then
would wear
on the mask.
Now it's both.
That's right.
Now it's both.
You know, Craig, that's actually a lot of mountain towns.
Yeah,
don't even bother going to Breckenridge right now, folks. And that's a favorite hangout of mine. Forget it. It's mask Nazism.
It is, and it's been that way every mountain town we've been in.
Yep.
And my wife, as she likes to do when we go to Steamboat, is to, you know, frequent the businesses on Main Street there.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened on the Saturday morning that we decided to do that, there was a march. It was called a women's march, which was to be anti-sexism, anti-this, anti-that. And what it became was a Biden-Harris parade.
Yep.
Signs, you know, with their signs in hand, young children carrying signs saying, end the electoral system. And it took all the willpower I had to bite my tongue and not say anything. But my wife, she decided to confront one of them and telling them how corrupt Biden is, especially with all this news with Hunter Biden.
Right.
And the first thing they jump on to is, well, Trump's a tax, you know, he evades taxes. He's corrupt as well.
Which, no, he doesn't, but that's
zero evidence
of
that.
There's none of that, yes.
But that's as far as it went. They did not want to engage us any further. But then, you know, some of them wanted to turn around and have another shot at me. And then I told them, well, you know, you can say whatever you want, but the economy before the COVID virus in the United States was the best it's ever been.
That's right.
And they can't deny that.
Nope, they cannot. The numbers show that.
And so it just really tarnishes, you know, the experience of going to the mountains. I mean, if you're going to be in the towns themselves.
Yeah, unfortunately, our mountain towns have been headed down that liberal path for a very, very, very long time, Craig, unfortunately. And I honestly, I don't know why. That is one of those things I've yet to be able to pinpoint. You know, you would think that, you know, mountains would, you know, living in the mountains would relate more to conservatism and open spaces and so on. And I think you get some of the outer areas of the mountain towns, that's the case. But the actual inner, call it the inner city of a mountain town, they're very, very liberal.
Well, you know, it provoked me to do a little research. And as far as Steamboat is concerned, it is largely blamed on the fact that California people started moving in there.
Yep, a lot of money there.
From the East Coast moved in there.
Yep.
And they flipped it. Used to be a red state, now it's a red county, now it's a blue county.
Craig, my wife and I have experienced the same thing. We used to love going into a number of these mountain towns and spending money and going through the shops and all that kind of stuff. The fun is dead. It is gone. It's no fun. And the last time we went up to a mountain town, it was, I think, 3 weekends ago. The restaurant we were at, they were so desperate for anyone to come in and spend some money because these mountain towns don't seem to understand they are driving away a lot of business.
Well, the example you used of the mask falling below the nose, mine happened to in a shoe store. And boy, was she terrified. She told me to please pull your mask back up. I mean, she was terrified.
And in their defense, you know, the other issue about this too, real quick, and I know we got to run, we got a couple more callers coming in, and I'll just close with this, Craig. In their defense, the state and the Faucis of the world have got these people so scared that they're afraid that they're going to catch COVID and then die. That's the reality of these mountain towns, and that's why they act the way they do. Craig, I got to run. Next caller, Carrie and Pine. Carrie, you're up next.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, speaking of masks, here's this little scenario for you. Belong to a gym.
I have a mask exemption.
Okay.
I went in on Friday. They tell me that the mask exemption no longer works starting as of yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah. It no longer works that as of yesterday, they will require those of us with masks exemptions to have to wear a face shield.
Okay. That's just their policy.
Were you, Carrie, were you thinking of doing some welding while you were there or just working out?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Those come in handy for welding, don't they?
That's their own internal policy, is that what I'm hearing?
They said it came down from corporate, and the guy that I spoke to, he says what we're finding is that people are taking advantage of the mask exemption because people don't want to wear masks. Oh, gee, what a surprise.
Yep.
And he says there's two people that I know in Castle Rock that are perfectly healthy that are not wearing that have a mask exemption. And I said, I'm 5'6", 120 pounds. Do I look like I have a medical issue? And he says, no. And I said, then you're judging a book by its cover. Then unless you have a medical degree, you're judging me based on what I look like,
correct,
not my medical history.
Correct. Well said.
And I have not been back in there since then because I just don't want the hassle. I just want to be able to go in, work out, do my thing, and leave.
Gotcha.
I'm so over it. So if anybody has any suggestions, because I refuse to do that. So I either give up my gym membership or whatever, but if somebody has suggestions, happy to hear it.
All right, we'll come back and talk about that as we have time. We got two more full hours. Ronald, I'll try to take you as much as I can here when we come back from break. It's going to be tight. American National Insurance is next. Call Paul Lewinberger. Review your insurance today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Lewinberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Lewinberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Lewinberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Lewinberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Ronald in Denver, we got 30 seconds. Go.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay. What do you think about Twitter?
I'm not a Twitter fan, but I know a lot of folks are. I think it's one of those platforms, as we've talked earlier, and I'm going to let you go, Ronald, I'm running out of time, but I think it's one of those areas where it's no longer a platform. They've turned into an editing company, basically. They're a publisher, and the rules around that need to change. That's my thought on Twitter. I'm not a huge fan. I don't use it personally on a regular basis, but let me tell you what. There are millions of people around the world, probably billions of people around the world, that use it as one of their main news sources. So I'll leave you with that. We got two more full hours coming your way. If you're listening to us, it's close to 7 o'clock. Have a fabulous evening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.